Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect right now? With the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, need a new playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Michael Seifert from Public Square joins to react to Elon Musk's viral comments. And then Vivek Ramaswamy joins us straight from the campaign trail. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Get involved and start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I'm joining us now is Michael Seifert from Public Square. Everyone download the Public Square app. Yesterday, Elon Musk had quite a conversation, Michael, with the New York Times. I want to play a piece of tape here and get your reaction. Things are changing. Some for the better, some for the worse, but this is definitely for the better. Play cut 119.
And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. F*** them.
That is one quote of many, including what he told the advertisers. He was on one yesterday. Let's play cut 106, actually. That's the main clip. Then, Michael, I want your reaction.
There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger
today. I hope they stop.
You hope?
Don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself. Go f- yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is.
That's way too much alpha energy for the wine moms and the metrosexual men in the New York Times audience. Ha 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 ha. Michael Seifert, your reaction.
Well, there's one more interesting piece of that clip right after it cut there, which is where Elon actually signals to Bob Iger, who was in the audience, because Bob Iger also spoke at this DealBook Summit with the New York Times. So after he had just said that very explicit statement to these advertisers, which was a strong and powerful statement to essentially draw a line in the concrete and say, I'm not being blackmailed here, which is exactly what a person in his position should do. He then took it a step farther to actually signal exactly who he was talking about. He said, hi, Bob. And I thought that it was a wonderful display of the type of resilience that we need in this moment. I actually reflect back, Charlie, on different quotes of significance throughout history. I think about Patrick Henry and give me liberty or give me death. And I think that Elon's first statement you played of there are far too many folks in society today that are concerned with the appearance of doing good while they're actually doing evil. That's one of those quotes that I think will be talked about for generations to come because it perfectly summarizes exactly what we're witnessing here. Disney Corporation is concerned with lecturing you about the perception of doing good while in reality they're more concerned with indoctrinating you and your kids, distorting your family values, and creating perversion out of what was once a good thing. And you see that out of Apple, you see that out of IBM, you see that out of Disney. And so I'm proud of Elon. I'm proud to be a strong supporter of the X platform. That's the type of rhetoric we need now more than ever.
It is a total change of energy. And I want to now play cut 118 about the advertising boycott. Play cut 118.
Actually, what this advertising boycott is going to do, it's going to kill the company.
And you think that
the whole world will know that those advertisers killed the company, and we will document it in great detail.
But they're going to say that they're going to say, Elon, that you killed the company because you said these things and that they were inappropriate things and that they didn't feel comfortable on the platform, right? That's what they're going to say.
And let's see how Earth responds to that.
He's very big on Earth versus other planets. And yet these other companies, they are fine advertising on Meta, where Instagram Reel videos show salacious content to the Wall Street Journal test accounts set to follow young gymnasts and other teenagers, including risque footage of children overtly sexual adult videos. But IBM, Apple, State Farm, Comcast, Home Depot, Disney, Paramount Pictures, McDonald's, they're cool with children being sexualized.
Well, and Charlie, Elon called them out on that. Just a few days ago, Elon actually tweeted and basically said, hey, Meta advertisers, either on Facebook or on Instagram, what say you now? Where are you? Why aren't you canceling them? Because as a reminder, the advertisers that boycotted X, many of the companies you just mentioned, did so because they believed that Elon posted an anti-Semitic tweet. There was an account that tweeted a very simple statement, essentially said that the Jewish community has been voting for their own demise. By the way, since 1968, 71% of the Jewish community has voted Democrat in all of these elections. So that tweet wasn't inherently wrong. Democrats are for open borders. Therefore, the mass immigration without assimilation into a common culture. And this guy was right to call it out. And Elon simply responded, this is the actual truth. That one simple tweet caused this revolt. Here's what's interesting, Charlie. Not only do those advertisers that you mentioned turn a blind eye to the disgusting perverted actions happening on these other platforms like Meta, like Instagram, but they also have partnered with anti-Semitic organizations that are actually anti-Semitic. For example, Apple and Amazon, big proponents of the BLM movement. And we just learned a few weeks ago that multiple BLM chapters around this country have revealed their anti-Semitic nature and have said very openly that they're pro-Hamas. So the doublespeak, the talking out of both sides of the mouth, is really dangerous. And Charlie, there was a day when journalists would call this out. Journalists used to, in a proper country, cheer on Elon's comments. They'd say that's the exact type of speaking truth to power that we need because these institutions are corrupt. But instead, journalism now has been co-opted by the very corporate entities, heavily subsidized by the government, by the way, that they used to be responsible for calling out. So when Amazon owns The Washington Post, and when Time Magazine is owned by Mark Benioff, who owns Salesforce, you have this shift of the corporatization of journalism that is incredibly detrimental because people like Elon should be speaking way more often and way more open. Andrew Ross Sorkin with the New York Times, who said to Elon in the clip you just described, well, Elon, isn't that bad for business? I actually think history is going to say that you killed the company. It's like journalists today are living in a different world. The average person sees what Elon's doing and is saying, finally, somebody's speaking for us. But journalists live in their own bubble. It shows the departure of our two worlds. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I agree with Elon. History will look favorably upon his statements.
Yeah, and it's praise God for what Elon is doing here. It's remarkable, from the purchasing of X, not caring about all the chatter, and the users of X are increasing. Actually, we're seeing the amount of people that are using it is really incredible. And we need to support X now more than ever before. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. The 2024 election will be fairer because of the liberated Twitter. I'm telling you, It is going to be a different election. Whether or not we'll win, we'll see. But people's eyes are open. I get stopped by people all the time on the street. Charlie, I've become more conservative. I follow you on Twitter. I never used to see your stuff. And now I see the content. I see the trans stuff. I see all of it. But talk more about the Bob Iger wrinkle. That's interesting to me, Michael.
Well, Bob, you know, has basically admitted in recent documentation that Disney has actually lost market share as a result of their prioritization of woke politics. So Disney's turned into an activist organization, which is why it's no surprise that they pulled their ads from the X platform. But I hope that Americans will wake up and realize that Disney has become an activist organization, because the risk that we run is that the most dominant house of children's educational content. And I say educational because so many young lives are actually shaped and formed by the content they're seeing out of Disney. So it is educational in nature, but it's a matter of what are they teaching? If they've become a weaponized organization against the classical traditional American family values that have built a functioning society, that's a very detrimental position to be in. And so out of all the companies that Elon could have called out, I'm really glad they called out Disney. I'm glad Elon said directly to Bob, "Hi, Bob, I'm talking to you here," because him more than anybody needed to hear this. There's also rumors, Charlie, that Bob will probably resign in the next year or two as a result of his poor management at the CEO level of guiding Disney in this woke direction because they've taken a total hit. Look at the movies this summer. When Sound of Freedom is beating Indiana Jones with less than a tenth of the budget, what's the lesson there? Well, the lesson is the American people are no longer buying what Disney and similar corporations are selling. The last thing I'll mention is that in response to Disney's corrupted actions and them pulling their ads out of X, we've seen a revolt against Disney Plus. Today on Twitter, on X, you're seeing trending stories of consumers that were once subscribers to Disney Plus pulling their subscriptions, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. All things Disney must be boycotted. The hardest Disney boycott for me is ESPN, I'll admit. Are you prepared for the unthinkable ahead? Charlie Kirk here. We all need to pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. That means stockpiling emergency food before it's too late. Right now, go purchase a 3-month emergency food kit from MyPatriotSupply.com, the nation's leader in self-reliance. Order yours today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Each family member needs their own kit when disaster strikes. These 3-month kits from MyPatriotSupply.com give an abundance of delicious meals, providing over 2,000 calories a day. You'll have plenty to eat when everyone else is scavenging empty store shelves. Stock up now because you won't get a warning when disaster hits. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. Order by 3 o'clock today and your order ships the same day for free. The unthinkable can happen at a moment's notice. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Public Square is ascendant this Christmas season. Michael, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about how things are going. Great volume of traffic. I lose track. You got Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. I can't keep track. Is it, what is this day? A week after? I don't know. Michael, tell us about how things are going to Public Square.
Well, Charlie, all the dates you just mentioned were fantastic for us, but the best one actually was Small Business Saturday, which happened kind of packaged within Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Small Business Saturday for us was a great opportunity to showcase the American-owned and operated businesses that make our country so special. Today, you are witnessing the corporate entities of our country that are in bed with a bureaucratic regime gobble up so many small enterprises that make our country and communities special. And then you look at companies like Blackstone, which is large-scale private equity that's literally built to do that exact same thing. Public Square is an antidote to that sort of society. I do not want to live in a country where every single company or every product that we buy from is owned by the same 5 entities that all have heavy lobbying power with the government and are essentially in bed with the regime. Instead, I want a decentralized network of economic heroes in our local communities that make our country strong. Public Square is over 99% made up of small businesses. So when you look at our over 70,000 vendors that are offering millions of products, you know with blessed assurance that you're supporting the small business economy at publicsquare.com. So we're starting our 12 days of Christmas next week. We've got lots of exciting deals for consumers that make this parallel economy accessible and affordable, especially in trying economic times. And we're ending 2023 really strong, Charlie.
You said something on Bannon's show that was really powerful, that small businesses, no cost for them to be on the site. They get extra business from that. Just kind of repeat that, please.
Well, that's exactly right. If you're a small business owner, there's nowhere better to be than publicsquare.com because it's free to join. You sign up, try it out, and you'll notice that there's a wave of traffic that's present from this parallel economy consumer base that you're not finding in other places. You have small businesses that come to us often and they share the same story, which is that they've been trying and trying with advertiser dollars spent at Meta and Google and Facebook, but it's just not working. Those dollars do not provide any sort of truly significant or differentiated impact over competitors. But Public Square is different. It's a whole nother thing when you're able to actually target communities that trust you, And when you're able to base your transactions on a shared trust and values alignment, when consumers are knowing that they're able to put some purpose behind their purchase and support the types of communities that and businesses that make our country strong, that's not only a liberating thing, Charlie, that's very lucrative. There's economic firepower in this consumer base. There's a data point I like to share often. If you just look at Trump voters from 2020 election, that makes up $7 trillion of GDP. $7 trillion of GDP is represented by Trump voters in 2020. That's the third largest economy in the world by GDP. And yet no major corporate entities in our country are even trying to talk to that cohort. So if you're a small business, you can join Public Square, align your values with our consumers, and then consumers and all their economic firepower will know that this is a differentiated business that I should feel proud to support.
Yeah, if you go to publicsquare.com, you look at all the different Christmas gifts you guys might want to get, from ammunition to leather goods to also, you know, luggage. It's the place to go through. Download the app. It's super easy. Also, I think we're going to have your wife on to talk about Every Life. Give us an update on that, Michael.
Well, Every Life had its record day, its second highest day besides the launch day on Monday. It was an incredible day of traffic to our baby brand, and that day was accomplished with no marketing. It was a Cyber Monday sale, and we couldn't wait to tell our community about it. And the America's only pro-life, pro-family baby brand is growing at a record pace. We've been incredibly impressed to witness the movement as well that's grown along with this brand. While other diaper companies are supporting abortion practices and are literally funding abortion in many cases, Every Life stands apart. It has a simple message. Every life is a miracle and is worth protecting. So if you go to everylife.com, you'll see the nation's only pro-life, pro-family baby care brand selling premium diapers and wipes. And it's taking off. It's a great opportunity for parents to put their values where their purchases are and support the family unit with the purchase of goods that they need to, on a day-to-day basis. So it's never been a better time in the baby care industry. Never in a million years, Charlie, did I think we would be starting a diaper brand or that I would talk about diapers as much as I do today, but the country needed it. And so we wanted to create it.
Go to publicsquare.com to do all your Christmas shopping. It's an easy thing. Maybe you guys have a Christmas budget of $100, $200, whatever it is. Spend it on Public Square for your Christmas gifts this Christmas season. Michael, great job. See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
America's colleges and universities today are less concerned with critical thinking than with indoctrination. It is no wonder why so many young Americans embrace cancel culture, deny free speech to conservatives, and even celebrate terrorism. But I'm happy to report there is one college where students debate ideas openly and honestly, where they pursue truth together with their professors, and where America's great heritage of liberty is studied and revered. My favorite college, Hillsdale College. As stated in Hillsdale's founding document in 1844, Hillsdale's original mission was to offer the kind of serious liberal arts education needed to preserve the blessings of civil and religious liberty across the land, and this mission continues to guide Hillsdale College today. You can learn more at my favorite college's website, charlieforhillsdale.com. There you will find a short video. It's just over a minute long, showing how Hillsdale's work, not only on its Michigan campus, not only in Washington, D.C. campus, but across the nation, is effective in defending American liberty. Take some time to watch today at charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Joining us now is Vivek Ramaswamy, who's on a campaign bus in the great state of Iowa. First, Vivek, tell us how things are going on the ground in Iowa. Give us an update.
Yeah, look, man, I think people are very activated. I think we're seeing a lot of independents and people who are Republicans but haven't shown up at a caucus. Those are most of the people coming to my events. And so a lot of them don't show up in the polls, which if they come out and they tell me they are, I think it's going to be a major surprise that we deliver here. And I feel pretty good about it. There's one issue, Charlie, that's on everybody's minds here, especially in the northern and western parts of the state, that literally nobody else is talking about, including in the national media, including even the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is responsible for it, is they're building this carbon capture pipeline that they're using eminent domain to seize the land of innocent farmers. Actually, was an event just earlier today in rural Iowa, where I am now. And it's amazing how we're literally allowing the seizure of land of farmers using eminent domain to build a pipeline to send carbon dioxide in the name of the climate change agenda. That's what's happening right here. And I think that there are some deep implications of that. But one of the reasons I like being on the ground is we pick up issues like that nobody else is talking about. And I think I'm the only candidate in this race speaking to some of those issues. And I think we're going to do really well here.
So let me understand. They're building carbon capture pipelines. Why? Because they're so worried about climate change and they're taking people's land away with eminent domain to do it. This is news to me.
It's nuts, actually, Charlie. I mean, it's you can't make this stuff up. So you got the globalist climate religion. The U.S. government, under Republican and Democrat administrations alike, has bent the knee to say they're going to shower taxpayer money onto people who capture carbon dioxide out of various manufacturers like ethanol producers. So now what these people are doing is they're building this pipeline that runs across Iowa and then South Dakota to bury it in the ground in North Dakota. It makes no sense. It's a pointless exercise, but the federal government and our taxpayer money is paying for it. Now, a lot of these farmers say, I don't want that pipeline running through my land. These are sensible people. Why? Because there have been explosions of these pipelines in Mississippi and elsewhere, sending people to the hospital. It affects their productivity to have it under their pipeline, under their land. So they say they don't want it. So the Republicans, Democrats and Republicans both, but Republicans in Iowa say, no, that's okay. We support eminent domain to build that pipeline across your land anyway. And so that's kind of an illegal use of your property rights. And so if they're going to use eminent domain, that can only be used for an emergency. So if they're saying removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is an emergency, well, next they'll use eminent domain to take your gas stove, put $50 check in your mailbox, and call it a day. And so anyway, these are issues, Charlie, that I think we need to do better as a Republican Party to pay attention to, because everybody in the Republican establishment is actually voting for these subsidies. A lot of the Republican establishment in Iowa is standing up against it. I mean, I think one of the people I'd give credit to is the likes of Steve King or others who have been pushing this issue. I'm the only presidential candidate talking about it. But in any case, I'm seeing a lot of grassroots energy when I'm talking about the kinds of issues that no other Republican. The reason I ask the crowds here is, why am I the only candidate who's able to oppose the climate change agenda?
It all comes from a faulty premise. If you believe that climate change is an existential threat to humanity, of course, then you'll be able to use private property confiscation tactics. It's a crisis. It's an emergency. Vivek, you made national headlines at the debate calling for Rana's resignation. You have a website that is trying to gather momentum. Talk about the response you've received from the grassroots, but also ruling class Republicans since you've done this.
Well, I think Ronna McDaniel has been an utter failure. Just look at the track record, 2018, 2020, 2022, 2023, all disasters. So I launched fireronna.com just for people not to get donations or anything else, just to put your name down there, fireronna.com, and actually send a signal to the Republican establishment. It's now clear to me that this would be a landslide in voting against Ronna if this were up to the actual Republican primary voters. But the Republican establishment does not approve of my message. In fact, Ronna McDaniel has said, including after the last debate, that I won't get another cent of funding from the RNC because I called out her failures and her hypocrisies. And so that's wrong either way. It almost proves my point about corruption. But the point is, the Republican establishment, thankfully, doesn't get to decide who actually leads this country. That belongs to the voters. Now, I think it should belong to the voters to decide who actually leads the RNC as well. But in the meantime, there's a meeting at the end of January and the beginning of February of the Republican National Committee. I think Ronna needs to step down before then. We need a new head that can be elected with a clean slate at that meeting. I think the current co-chair is actually not bad. Drew McKissick, he only joined in that role in the middle of this year. He could take that on an interim basis. But either way, we got to have change in our party. We've become lazy. We can't preach about accountability in Washington, D.C., if we're not practicing what we preach in our own party. And again, Charlie, I come back to this. There is a reason why I'm the only candidate about the climate change agenda being a hoax, to firing Ronna, to a bunch of other topics. There's a reason why I'm the only other candidate who's able to speak about this on the debate stage. Everybody else is a puppet for the puppet masters in the establishment. And I think it's going to take somebody coming from the outside to actually speak some hard truths to our own party. And that's what I'm doing.
And we appreciate that. And the grassroots is calling for Ronna to go immediately. And the cabal of the RNC is protecting her without any form of accountability, despite the repeated losing and losing and losing and losing. So, Vivek, I want to ask you, there's several issues happening in D.C. right now, including this FISA Section 702 renewal. FISA has been abused to spy on Tucker Carlson, to spy on Donald Trump, to spy on school board members, to spy on all sorts of different people. What is your stance as president? How would you handle the renewal of Section 702? Also, it's a 12-year renewal the intel agencies are about to get a reauthorization. Your thoughts, Vivek?
I'm against 702. I mean, this is, and I'll remind the left, Charlie, this has been used to spy on people on the left as well in the aftermath of 9/11 for people who were political dissenters against the Iraq war or otherwise. And so I'm against its renewal. I think we have to stand for the Constitution and any unconstitutional provisions or that have been applied unconstitutionally. We need to move forward to a future where individual liberty is respected. That has to, you know, this has to end. And I think it's an easy thing we can do. It's an easy win we could score.
Why do you think that Mike Johnson and Republicans are so eager to give a 12-year renewal on 702?
You know, I think that much of Congress is actually captured by the deep state. I don't mean to be conspiratorial on this. This is, we don't call it the deep state, call it the three-letter agencies, the administrative state, the shadow government. The fact is the people who we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who actually run the government for a long time. It's the people in the administrative state that are calling the shots, from our budget all the way to especially issues relating to national security. And so I think that they have a lot of leverage, and I'll just leave it at that, over the people who are actually in Congress. And I think that that's something that turns people who we elect into puppets. The real, everybody talks about in Congress, I'm in, what we need are term limits in the federal bureaucracy, term limits for anybody who's in the federal bureaucracy. That's what we actually need. And that's how you actually drain the swamp.
Yeah, I mean, so let's connect two things together. I'm not saying they're necessarily connected, but let's emphasize this. The Department of Justice announced in early November that there was a high-end brothel network used outside of Washington, D.C., and they've intentionally not released the names of the people that got the services, just the people operating the high-end brothel network. But they said it was politicians, members of Congress, generals, defense contractors. Is it possible, Vivek Ramaswamy, that the legacy of J. Edgar Hoover continues, that there's some quiet blackmail of Congress going on to make sure that the fourth branch of government has unlimited authority to spy on American citizens?
I think that there are, I mean, there's clear leverage. I mean, I'm not going to surmise what exact leverage is with that story, whether it's another one like it. But Charlie, I'll remind you, it is still literally, you asked about, is the legacy of J. Edgar Hoover survive? Of course it does. It's literally the J. Edgar Hoover building of the FBI, by the way, that they have leverage over for in favor of a new headquarters that the FBI doesn't need. It's literally the J. Edgar Hoover building. So it's not a secret that that legacy survives. Of course it does. Everybody should read this book, Charlie. I don't have anything to do with the book, but it's called G-Man. It stands for Government Man. It's a book about the history of the FBI. My wife's actually the one who was reading it first. I've now taken an interest in it. And anybody who reads that book, left or right, I think will then better understand why I believe we need to shut the FBI down. It's a detailed history of J. Edgar Hoover's legacy at the FBI. And the thing about that book is it's not just about the history of the FBI. Once you read that about the last several decades, you actually realize that that's not a story about the past. It's as much a story about the present. But the people who we elect to run the government, they're not the ones who run the government. And if you're too busy arguing about Republicans versus Democrats in Congress, you are missing the point about the real issue in Washington, D.C. It's the unelectable and many unelected and in many cases nonpartisan bureaucracy that's actually pulling the strip. That's the real plot.
Vivek, keep campaigning. We'll see you at AmFest. God bless you, man. Thank you.
See you. Thanks.
For years, we've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues. They teach things that directly contradict the values of millions of Americans. That's especially true if you are a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source on American K-12 private education, with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents thinking about making the switch from public schools to a Christian education, and for those already in Christian schools too. From their online publication, The Lion, to their new podcast, Making the Leap, the Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. To learn more about how your family, faith, and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for you. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. They're the trusted source of American K-12 private education, and they also partner with us at Turning Point Academy. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. Okay, we're receiving a lot of emails about this outbreak, or is it an outbreak, from China called white lung syndrome. Now, the media is playing this up. Do we have something to worry about? Ohio County records 142 child cases of white lung syndrome, which it says meets the definition of an outbreak as China and Europe grapples with crises. And so I read this, and I'll be honest, I'm a little skeptical to play into these media narratives. Is this really worthy of the outrage? An ongoing investigation is underway in Ohio of what is triggering the wave of illness. Officials do not think it is a new respiratory disease. Instead, blame a mixture of several common infections hitting all at once. Now, patients so far have been tested for Mycoplasma pneumonia, a bacterial lung infection for which some antibiotics are useless, strep, and adenovirus, a normally benign respiratory infection. Is this legitimately another COVID? Or is it more bluster to try to justify lockdowns and potentially mail-in ballots? Well, Dr. Malone and Dr. Paul Alexander say that this is normal season illness, that post-COVID, people have heightened awareness about pandemics and about viruses. Kids have been absent, resulting in diagnosing being pneumonia. We do know that a lot of people have been vaccinated, and according to Dr. Robert Malone, that could jeopardize your overall immune system. But I think we must be very careful before we play into these media narratives. Could it be another virus from China? Potentially. We see here from the Daily Mail, children are being hospitalized in Ohio. Well, is that are pediatric hospitalizations up? What is the cause of it? We don't know. Daily Mail, WHO demands fresh data from China amid outbreak of white lung syndrome, as Chinese are told to wear masks and socially distance again in a chilling echo of COVID. Now, I will say just anecdotally, I've seen more people get sick in the last week with these sort of symptoms. I mean, I got sick in mid-October for like 4 or 5 days. And it was fine, you know, cough, daughter got sick, wasn't anything crazy. Is that this? Maybe. Seeing an increase in respiratory infections around the world. So you have a choice. Are we going to lock down in fear and mask, or are you going to do the things that you know will be helpful? Get your vitamin D levels up, stay active, get ample sleep, build up your immune system, eat well, limit your intake of alcohol, which does impact the immune system. Lose weight if you're overweight. Go to myphdweightloss.com, one of our favorite partners. I don't trust the government, and I certainly don't trust the government when they're trying to increase the level of fear. Do things that can empower you, that can make you anti-fragile to whatever the regime might throw at you. And remember, an election year is coming up. And fear is a weapon used by tyrants to keep you obedient. Is it another COVID? I don't know. But what is the white lung syndrome? It very well might just be flu, RSV, cold, pneumonia, repackaged just in time for 2024. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com. When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted.
Based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers.
And walk around the office.
On eggshells.
And have my words policed.
By HR.
Words like.
Grandfather.
Peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.